Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
Can we make it a deal that we're always going to have a yacht rock portion of bumper music? That would make me very happy.
I've been working on a playlist. So you told me originally when this launched that you wanted to go, you know, I forget the exact, I got it written down somewhere, but there's a radio, XM radio.
The Garth channel.
Yeah, the Garth Brooks channel.
I'm just looking for that right mix of country that is current and older, but also some classic rock, you know, because people aren't easily pigeonholed. They have wide ranging musical tastes.
Yes. Yes. And I completely identify with that category as well. Like I like music of all genres, but I was like, wait, I thought Pat liked more yacht rock. So now I'm going to try to slowly weave that into the Garth Brooks channel and some of the classic rock that we got from some of the other programming that we do here with Civic Media.
Like I said, and it goes back to working as a radio DJ, you know, way back in the day. But and I worked at country stations and classic rock stations. And I like when genres, you know, sometimes kind of meld, like a crossover event, like Scooby-Doo and Gilligan's Island or something like that. One of my favorite CDs that I still like to play these days is a compilation called Rhythm, Country, and Blues. And it's country stars and R&B stars coming together on songs. So you've got something like Vince Gill and Gladys Knight singing Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. You have Patti LaBelle and Travis Tritt belting out When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. Clint Black and the Pointer Sisters doing Chain of Fools. I really do love B.B. King and George Jones doing Patches. And boy, there is just something about when Rainy Night in Georgia is done with Sam Moore and Conway Twitty. I don't have a very deep Conway Twitty playlist, but that would be it. So, you know, those kinds of things, I like to be surprised. And usually by the classics, because I don't know that I've listened to a new song since, I don't know, 2005, maybe. It's a sad confession I'm about to make here, but there's a 60s channel on XM, a 70s channel, an 80s channel, a 90s channel. There's a channel called Pop 2K, and I start to get a little sketchy in there. There's occasionally some where I'll go, I don't remember that one. And now their most recent one is called The 10 Spot, and it's just songs since 2010. And I'd love to tell you that it's 4 out of 5 songs that I don't recognize, but I'd be lying. It's at least 9 out of 10 songs that were popular on the radio, but somebody had the Yacht Rock channel on during all that time instead, or the Garth channel, or the Sinatra channel, or the you know, the Jimmy Buffett channel. So the 10 spot, you know, you kind of lost me, but I'm probably not their target demographic anyway.
No, I think that one gets played in our vehicles, though. So I do hear the 10 spot every now and then.
So as long as I'm skewing older here, let me get into hearing aids. Because this just crossed the wire from President Biden tweeted that for millions of people, hearing aids and doctor's visits are getting too expensive. And that's, he says, why I called on the FDA to make hearing aids available over the counter. Today, they did just that. This action will increase competition and lower the price of a pair by nearly $3,000. And that caught my attention. Lower the price of hearing aids by $3,000.
Wow.
That
is a lot of money for hearing aids.
So I went to see what we've got here, and the New York Times article says the Food and Drug Administration moved on Tuesday to make hearing aids available over the counter and without a prescription to adults, a long-sought wish of consumers frustrated by expensive exams and devices. As soon as mid-October, people with mild to moderate hearing loss should be able to buy hearing aids online and in retail stores without being required to see a doctor for an exam to get a prescription. Somewhat reminds me of how Warby Parker has really caught on with eyeglasses, that, you know, it used to, everything used to be done at the eye doctor's place, and you had to choose frames at your eye doctor's office. And, you know, we've opened up that form of competition. The FDA estimates about 30 million Americans experience hearing loss, but only about one-fifth get help. And in part, that is because of how expensive hearing aids are. I know that in the case of my parents, you know, they each had to get hearing aids and talked about the expense, but, you know, also had some of it covered by insurance. But believe it or not, they both actually liked my solution better for hearing aids, because they both said even with hearing aids, they were still having a tough time hearing the TV. I hold up for Luke and for everybody here a wireless speaker. You know, just a you know, just a, I use this all around the house to listen to music, you know, on my phone or podcasts or whatever. I bought a wireless speaker for each parent. You know, they'd been divorced for almost 50 years. Each one thought it was the greatest thing ever, that I could route TV sound through the wireless speaker. They would blast the volume, of course, but at least they could finally hear the TV. So I appreciate what President Biden and the FDA are doing, but elect me president and I'll make sure everybody has one of these Wi-Fi speakers and you'll be able to hear anything no matter when you want. We're going to talk about what the NBA is doing to try to promote democracy right after this. You're up north.